So then we'll start, and with more kind of official good day to all of you and welcome. And some idea that you might want to incorporate into your sitting is the idea that we are, in doing meditation, not just trying to become calm and peaceful, not just to have insight and see clearly what's going on. We're also trying to grow inner qualities, wholesome qualities, the skillful qualities. And there is a movement towards, in the teachings of the Buddha, some powerful words that are used that could be translated into English as growing in a way that we thrive, or into abundance, and so this recognition of something can develop inside of me inside of us that grows and develops and unfolds over time, and this can be in confidence, it can be growing in wisdom, it can be growing in equanimity, growing in generosity, compassion, kindness, certain kind of strength of fortitude. All kinds of things can develop. And the metaphor for this growth is that of a plant growing. And so the farmer provides the conditions, the soil and the fertilizer and the water and maybe the light to allow something to grow. And so meditation practice is also providing these things so that we could grow. And one of the things that we try to do in meditation is to let go of thinking and preoccupations so that our awareness, our capacity for being present, becomes open and available for something to fill it, to grow into it. If awareness is preoccupied and claustrophobic, there's no room for something to grow and develop almost like into that space. So there's no space for it to grow. It's like a crowded garden bed was full of weeds, and the plants we want to grow that are little seedlings don't get to the light. And so we clear the weeds so the plants that we want to grow can grow and develop. And so we have, you know, some of us have some weeds in our mind that interfere with the growth of these beautiful plants we have. And so the idea of getting out of the way and allowing something to grow, make space for something, just that very idea of, okay, let go of my thoughts, let go of my preoccupations, and offer a kind of open awareness, a kind of clear attention to what's here, in which there's almost like space, there's almost like silence or stillness or spaciousness, in which there's space for something that's new, something healthy that can grow. And sometimes what needs to grow first is the weeds, so we can really see them and then work with them and find a way with them. But really, the idea of something growing. So taking a meditation posture. And it's a posture, ideally, that you have some sense and idea that it allows for space for something to grow. So some people find that taking a posture that has some confidence and openness and presence, real sense of presence. It's in the presence that something healthy can grow. Softly close your eyes. And And become aware of your breathing. Very simply, calmly. Become aware of breathing, the body breathing. Maybe even becoming aware sweetly, gently, quietly aware of breathing. As if breathing is a maybe a gentle being, gentle place that you want to approach in a gentle way with awareness. And maybe the idea is to approach yourself gently, sweetly, and as you exhale, to gently relax parts of your body. Gently means not forcefully, not with high expectations, just enough. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the shoulders. In the relaxation, there's more room in your body for something to grow. There's space. Tension limits the space for things to grow. And softening the belly. A soft belly is like a field that's been well tilled and soft and rich with humus, with compost. And then gently quieting the mind, the thinking mind, gentling the thinking mind to begin the process of making more mental space for something to grow. If we are preoccupied in ill will or resentment or strong desires, it's sometimes likened to an infertile field in which nothing can grow. Letting go of your thoughts with the idea that you are getting out of the way or making space for something to unfold and show itself and grow. Maybe something you can't know ahead of time, without expectations of what will grow. Letting go of thoughts, preoccupations, opening to your body breathing, as if you're giving open, clear space for the wholesome within you to grow. letting go of thoughts, and centering yourself in your body, in the body that's breathing. The more aware you are of your body, the more the wholesome has a chance to grow. As we come to the end of this sitting, I'll point out that there are some expressions of ways of living that open us up and some that close us. When there is friendliness, it tends to be an opening of the heart, opening of ourselves to someone else. When there's animosity, there's a closing barrier. When there's love, it tends to be opening. Hate is closing. As we come to the end of a sitting, and whenever a Buddhist practice session is over, there's the practice of doing something which is opening, partly to allow what's within us to continue to grow and flourish, to give expression to what is the good in us, and also to express our care for the world. And that is called the dedication of merit. And here on this morning, this day of meditation, may we offer up through generosity and love and kindness, whatever benefit that we've received from this practice today, may we share that benefit with others. May we share it in a way that continues to make room and space for the wholesome to grow in us. May the benefits of this practice that we do be expressed in the wish and the actions that promote the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.